The Lord says something here that we all know already, but we don't usually think about, at least we don't think about it enough. That is, that at some point, He will come again, and our service in this world will come to an end. At some point, the game is over, the contract expires, the journey ends. We know that He will come. We do not know when He will come. And we can say the same thing about our own death. We know that we will die, everyone knows that, but we do not know when we will die. This is how Jesus puts it in tonight's gospel. You must be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. Be prepared. Even though you don't know the hour, don't be taken by surprise. Last week I saw a documentary video about the attack on Pearl Harbor, Hawaii, back in December 7, 1941. It's a famous event in world history. You probably are familiar with it. It's the event that drew the United States into World War II. According to the video, it was a brilliant plan, and it was carefully prepared for many months. But it was also a big gamble, because the success of the attack depended completely on the element of surprise. Part of the challenge was how to get dozens of huge ships and hundreds of warplanes across the ocean, a 10-day journey, to get them close enough to Pearl Harbor to actually make an attack without anybody knowing about it. Nowadays, that would be impossible because of satellites and radar surveillance technology of all kinds. But back in 1941, it was 80 years ago, it was possible as long as no one saw them coming. So no random fishing boat or plane that happened to be in the area, because it was a huge convoy of ships. If someone was around to see it, it would easily report it by radio. But we know it worked. It worked. I'm not saying it was a good thing, but it was a brilliant plan. It was a Sunday morning. All the military personnel in Hawaii were all relaxed. The commander was playing golf. And almost all the American ships were all anchored close together in a shallow harbor, completely unprepared, very easy targets. Almost all of the American planes were all parked on the airstrips, very close together, completely unprepared, very easy targets. And it was an astounding success, because everyone was taken completely by surprise. Now, imagine how different things would be if the Japanese sent a message in advance, warning, we are coming, we are going to bomb Pearl Harbor, be prepared. That would change everything. Even if the message did not specify the day or the hour, the Americans would have been on guard for an attack. Now, note what Jesus does in tonight's gospel. He says, be prepared, for at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come. In other words, he completely ruins the element of surprise. Clearly, he does not want to take us by surprise. He wants us to be prepared. But do we want to be prepared? You see, the message, be prepared, is not a new one to us. In fact, it's related to what we heard last Sunday. Remember the parable about the rich man who had an abundant harvest, and well, what did he do? Well, he built bigger warehouses to store his harvest. In other words, he prepared. He was prepared for the rest of his life in this world. But he was not prepared for the next stage of his journey. In fact, that very night, he was told, he was going to die. And the Lord called him a fool, not because he was rich, not because he was successful, but because he was not prepared for death. He was not prepared for the next thing to come. Tonight's first reading recalls another famous historical event, not the bombing of Pearl Harbor, but the Passover. The Passover, when the Israelites were set free from slavery in Egypt. You remember what happened? The Lord told them in advance what he was going to do. He was going to strike the land of Egypt, and all the firstborn in the land would die. But those whose homes were marked with the blood of a Passover lamb would be saved. What was a night of unimaginable loss and tragedy for the Egyptians was a night of joyful liberation for the Israelites. What was the difference between the two? One group was prepared, one group was not. Now, in tonight's gospel, Jesus uses a different image to teach about this. It's a very surprising one because he compares himself to a thief. He says, "Be sure of this, if the master of the house had known the hour when the thief was coming, he would not let his house be broken into." Is he saying that God is a thief? Is he saying that we have to be afraid, we have to resist, we have to defend ourselves against him? No. The point of this and the strength of this image is that it shows the importance of being prepared. And then, as if to correct the possible wrong interpretation, the wrong impression that God's a thief, as if to show God is not a thief, that we have to defend ourselves against, Jesus quickly shifts the image, and he says that the master of the house is not us at all. God is the master, and we are the stewards in charge of his house. So this is a little bit different image, and it makes sense to us. After all, we are not the ultimate masters of the universe. God is the master. The question is, what is our relationship with him? Do we fear him, or do we welcome him? And that depends on us. It all depends on us. It's like the difference between the Egyptians and the Israelites. The difference between being taken by surprise and being prepared for the arrival of the master. If we're not prepared, if we're lazy, if we're irresponsible, if we're cruel, if we're selfish, then we're right to be afraid of God's coming because we're not ready for it. But if we are prepared, if we are striving to serve, if we're striving to love, to care for others, to fulfill our responsibilities, to humble ourselves, well, then we can rejoice when the Lord comes or when we come to him. Okay, now let's just try to apply this to our situation now. If we know what is to come in the future, well, then that affects how we live now. What are we doing now? What are we doing today or tonight? We're not just waiting around idly. We're not just doing nothing. We're not helpless and hopeless. We're not living as if we have no purpose in our life. That's the sad condition of many people. They don't know what to do with themselves. We're not victims of circumstances. We're not simply victims of corrupt, powerful people and forces in the world. And we're not living in fear of an invasion or a robbery. Maybe my example of Pearl Harbor was ill-chosen. We're children of God. We're children of God. God who has a wonderful plan for us. A wonderful plan for us now, and especially for our future, our eternal future. We know that he will come. He has said so. We know that he has given us this present time to know him, to love him, to serve him, and especially to serve him in other people. So if we are selflessly dedicated to the good of others, well, then we're very well prepared. If we are detached from our earthly possessions, if we use them for the good that God intends, rather than hoarding them or wasting them on ourselves, on our pleasures, well, then we're very well prepared. We can even enjoy what we do for others and how we share what we have. If we recall each day that we will not be here forever, well, then we won't waste our time on selfishness and sin. No, we will be prepared. We will strive to use our time on earth for the glory of God and for the salvation of souls, confident in His mercy, confident in His promised gift of eternal life.